Washington Poet Laureate Claudia Castro Luna wants to take you on a road trip to every corner of the state, all without leaving your computer screen. She's created an online poetry map called Washington Poetic Roots. That's R-O-U-T-E-S, as in Rhodes. Claudia Castro Luna, thank you so much for joining me again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell me about your poetry map.
Yes, well, it's a digital map similar to the one I did for when I served as Seattle Civic Poet, except this is the statewide map. So when you open the website, you see a map of the state of Washington with green lines and little red dots on it. And the and the green lines are roads. They're actual roads. So they're highway routes. And they're clickable, and they have a little bit of trivia or historical information about that particular road. I'm still adding more information on that. And the little red dots represent poems. And these poems have been written by citizens across the state, many of them children in schools. Whenever I visit schools, I teach workshops, and I engage kids to engage invite them to complete their poems and send them to me. Wow. And so some people do follow through, and that's what that is. And my thought with this is that we could, through the poems, these are all poems of place, so they're about the locations that where the dots are situated. And my idea is that through reading these poems, those of us who live all across the state could learn a little bit more about what it's like to live and be in particular areas of the state that we ourselves may not get a chance to visit. And so I like this idea of roots. This is why I started with roads, because I thought roads are the ways in which we get from point A to point B. This is how we connect with each other. When I come to Spokane, I get on the road, you know, I drive for, you know, 5 hours or whatever. And so they're definitely linking, they link us, roads link us literally. And the poems, I'm hoping that depending on how the user clicks on the dots, will create imaginary linkages between them. So the two of us could be looking at the map at separate screens at the same time, and we'll create different routes for ourselves, right? Yeah. And they'll be not transporting us physically, but emotionally, spiritually across the state.
Yeah, and so the name of the website is WashingtonPoeticRoots.com, and roots is spelled R-O-U-T-E-S, mm-hmm. like a road. Mm-hmm. So I've pulled up the map here just to get a look at it, and I can see a sort of cluster of poems on the west side and then a handful in the middle of the state and only one or two over here in eastern Washington.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
So this is... if there were poets here who wanted to submit their poems, how did they go about doing
yes,
that?
Yes, I would love for people to submit their poems. I had a, when the day the map was released, somebody who used to live on the east side sent me a note saying, map is great, I love it, but you need more poems on the east side. You don't have any poems. And I said, not yet. Well, the map itself has a menu on the left-hand side, the website does, and one of them is a submit button. So it's very simple. You click on it. It takes you to a web address. It's an email address, essentially. And you paste your poem into the email and send it to this address, and it comes directly to me. And then I will get to read them and, you know, select the poems that fit the spirit of the project. I'm hoping many of them will. And then what I've done with this project is I've matched each poem with an image that's coming from Washington State's arts collection. So Washington State owns art, about 4,700 pieces of it. And Arts Washington, the Commission for the Arts in Washington State, it has digitally archived all of these. And so what I've done is I've looked through a lot of the images and selected images that match the spirit of the poem, or sometimes the artist has also lived in that area. So it's as local as you could get. The artist and the writer are both from a general, you know, vicinity.
Yeah.
And that's how those pictures have been matched.
So You brought some examples of poems from the map with you. Would you like to read a couple to give us a sense of what the poems are like?
Yeah, so what I brought are children's poems. Mm. I visited Brewster in the fall, and this was the elementary school, and one of the teachers sent me, we wrote poems together, and they finished them up on their own, and the teacher sent me a class set of these poems, and I picked two of them. And I just think that they are exactly, to me, being there for the first time, watching all the orchards, the apple orchards, just take, I mean, they're everywhere, you know? I mean, there's orchards right in the back of the high school, you know? And these kids really understood what I wanted them to think about. Mm. And so they're both a little different. They're very short, and I'd love to share them. Yeah. So this is Jacob Monaco from Brewster Elementary, fifth grade. When I look out my bus window, I see trees with apples, golden and red. Tractors, big as large stones. I see ladders propped on trees to pick the ones that are higher. And I just love that ending image there. So wonderful. And then Diego Guzman, again from Brewster Elementary, same grade. When I go to my bedroom window, I see lots of mountains. I see my neighbor's house. I feel happy when I see how sunny it is. I feel calm, like I am on top of the world. I see all the houses below me, all the orchards with bright red apples.
Mm, nice. Those are great.
Aren't they just
images?
Wonderful? Yeah, they're so imagistic. Yeah, and they're like give you a little snap window, you know, this is what I see, and the colors and the artwork that matches these poems could not be more perfect. Mm.
So the website is WashingtonPoeticRoots.com. It's a collection of poems from all over Washington State, compiled and curated by our state poet laureate, Claudio Castro Luna. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and please send me poems.
Yes.
I'd love to read them. It's very easy. Just click on the submit button.
In addition to her work on the Washington Poetic Routes Project, it was announced last week that Claudia Castro Luna has been named an Academy of American Poets Fellow, a distinction which comes with a $100,000 grant for an upcoming project called One River, A Thousand Names, which will convene a series of poetry workshops and readings along the length of the Columbia River, from where it enters Washington in the northeast corner near Northport, through eastern and central Washington, all the way to where it empties into the Pacific Ocean in the far southeast corner of the state. And we'll look forward to more information on that project from our state poet laureate in the coming months. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.